Or surgery. I would like to welcome everybody about to give a lecture about physics, such an amusing physics lecture. My major was physics in my high school, and I was really good in it, but I liked physics so much in high school, and I never thought that you could really make such an entertaining and amusing lecture given by the previous
person.
And I would like to continue such attention and to draw your attention.
A másik része az előadás azért nem csak tudományról szól, mert semmi
this
sem szól csak a tudományról. Talán
only
mondanám,
about science.
Kicsit szól az értelem és a lelki ismeretnek a összhangjáról. Hogy hiába van sok ész, hiába van sok értelem, hogyha nincsen
the connection
nem világi
between,
meg a lelki ismeret fénye által, akkor valahogy nem lesz mégse kerek az egész. A harmadik rész pedig
so it has to do also the connection between the conscious and the thinking mind, and there is a connection between them.
A tudomány és a művészet milyen
and a third part I have to mention is that there is a strong relation between art and science, as it has been introduced and given in
az egy nagyszerű dolog. És akkor
exposing the introduction.
Feltaláló legyen az fizikus, orvos vagy bármi, de azt meg el kell fogadtatni, meg kell érteni, keresztül kell vinni,
show the details
mert mindig sok az ellenállás, mindig
give
sok az értetlenség
a tudomány világában,
ami nem baj különben, mert
hogy
az első látásra
so
minden
észszerű
dolgot beemelnénk, akkor azért sok tragédia történne. Orvostudományban
many cases
bizony,
to use recent inventions, this is not so easy, and so there should be some cleaning process.
Mondja látni, amit mindenki lát, gondolni, amit senki nem gondolt, valahogy innen
and Albert
Szentgyörgyi
has said that
számomra
to see what nobody sees and think what nobody has thought. So this is the main proverb that I usually keep my in front of me. Another one given by Paul Bolberitz, before, without consciousness there is no science. In 1998, there was a little girl who was transported into the traumatology, who was a 12 years old child, a little girl who was suffered an accident due to a truck, and it seemed that within half an hour she would die. The main problem was that her brain had a very severe head injury, and there was a huge severe brain swelling within the brain. And this is similar when you hit your fingers. And this is a very severe problem. There's about 800,000 people that we lose because of this swelling of the brain. And this is, a really reversible process. Even with your fingers, when you hit it, it gets bigger, but it goes back after a while. Unfortunately, with the brain, this is very hard because it is enclosed into the skull, which protects the brain. But whenever the accident is suffered, then it is an obstacle against the growing possibilities of the brain. And there is a big problem because there is a so-called the herniation of the brain produces an impunation within the skull. And one of the processes, one of the ways you can try to cure it is that you cut out pieces of bones from the skull, and in the picture we can see how this is done.
De ez a műtét nem hozott Isten igazából eredményt, úgyhogy már a második világháborúban majdnem tudományos stádik készültek, aztán a koreai-vietnámi háborúban rendes stádik
bizonyt megállapították, hogy nem hozott eredményt a műtét. Really give a good,
ennek az egyik fő oka az volt, hogy ahogy látjuk ott,
that as we can see in the picture, some surface vein vessels are also contracted due to
the dural edge, the bone edge,
and maybe the pressure has been decreased within the skull, but further problem came out due to cortical vascular supply, which is damaged.
Nem lehet bizony,
and so that causes a severe problem in the cortex, and it will die. The cortex will stop functioning.
Ideig, óráig él a beteg, de aztán úgyis valamiféle fertőzésbe a kómásokat.
Without the brain, one can live for a short time, but usually that is not a... one cannot live longer without brain. In the upper part, you can also see another experiment, another operation, a part of the vessel. Vein has been closed, and therefore, in the this is a problem. And then this is how we were standing in front of 1998. In October, in a rainy day, and I also said there is no way this little girl will die, so that we don't have any hope. And then there was an anesthesiologist beside me who told me that this is... this is not you shouldn't allow this, and he couldn't resist this, and he said that as a young person he wanted to do something, so therefore he pushed me in order to continue with the operation. And I also tried this when I was younger, so just like this time before, in the younger times, I also tried this, but the mortality rate was so high that I really stopped doing these surgeons, these operations. And not because of the girl, due to the girl, but because of my colleague, I tried the operation also.
Emberként, aminek soha nincs semmi kreatív eredménye különben, majd mindjárt tetszenek látni, ahogy mondom tovább. Az ő kedvéért, inkább a kollégák kedvéért vágtam neki a műtétnek, rögtön fel is kiáltottam az elején, amikor így kidúzzadt az agy, hogy na,
and just beginning the operation, I saw that
az embernek viszont kétségbeesésben sok minden eszébe jut,
fölrémlenek
a tanultak.
And then suddenly I remembered some details of my mechanics classes,
and these things which were just
forgotten for a long time.
Sok-sok építkezést lát, én építőmérnöki kart
végeztem. I forgot all the details, even though I worked only for 3 years as a civil engineer. And then I realized, let me put some surgical sponge beside the vessels, which produced a tunnel around the vessels, and they decreased the intracranial pressure, and additionally it also stopped the occlusion, and the veins survived and still kept functioning. Therefore, this method was named after this as a vessel tunneling effect.
Ugyanakkor a keringése az emergency surgery treatment nem halt el, és itt látható egy ilyen operációs kép, majd később is láttuk.
And here we can see a picture about an operation. There are two pillows placed in it, and also the vessel survived, and the vessel continues, the circulation of the blood continues.
Nem ismertem fel, hogy mi történt, és itt utalok a Szentgyörgyi
intézetre. I really didn't recognize the details.
Ez, de utána nem vált tudatossá. Csak azt láttuk, hogy nem halt meg ez a kis
we beteg. Just saw that our patient didn't die.
And
after 3 weeks of coma,
nem esett le a tanc.
She
látni,
woke up.
Mindenki lát, gondolni, amit senki
but
nem
we
gondolt,
have to keep on with the
the proverb given by Professor Szentgyörgyi.
And I think the reason for that was that I didn't really do things consciously.
Nem az állapotbeli kötelességét teljesítő orvosként tengettem az életemet. Nagyon könnyű volt akkor is már a egészségügybe olyan kesergőnek lenni. Na, de aztán épp abban az időszakban, ott 98
but right around this time,
történt velem egy nagy változás.
There was a change. I found a change in my life. And I looked in a mirror and I asked myself, what do I want to do? What do you want to reach? And after saying bad words, I became a praying doctor. And my thoughts were cleared up. And then I realized, as Professor Szentgyörgyi told, what happened, what really has happened with that little girl. And then I realized that the reason for the survival of the girl were the pillows beside the vessels that enabled the vein to let blood circulation further. And then we learned and we realized that an enormous amount of mortality rate dropping was found.
Ezek mondjuk nem voltak ismeretlen módszerek a plastikai sebészetből, de minden egyes
we took some methods from plastic surgery in order to keep the inhalation hermiation of the brain with further techniques using the skin.
Az ember Magyarországról egy teljesen új
but then the next problem came in order to let new results accepted. It's not really enough to send, to write it up in a paper and send it somewhere. But most of them got rejected. And I didn't really realize why this happens. I mean, I saw the results. Why people do not accept my papers. This is again a kind of answer saying, even though you might be a good scientist, but in order to let it accepted, you should have some mental, spiritual openness, and it should also be very clear so that it can be accepted. So I've been, by that time I've been in very bad mood because these papers were not accepted. In that time, I got acquainted with Balázs.
A testvére korrepetálta az én fiamat a képem, orvosira felvételizett, és így ismerkedtem össze a Balázsra.
The painter, and we got together, and I told him my problems, and he told me that he's going to make paintings, he's going to draw figures, draw paintings. An artist intuition is necessary to sketch the details of these results. And when this was sent into a very famous paper, famous journal, and it was not only accepted, but they have sent back the paper saying that could we just correct some of the English text because it should be published as soon as possible. So apparently the artist intuition has improved such a paper in so much that it has appeared pretty fast. And then later on, in Congress, we got well accepted on the basis of the surgeon technique plus the artistic features. On this picture again, we see some brain in herniation, and 3 weeks, 3 months later, she is already smiling at us. And there are some pie charts showing the success of these results, that the very large, almost 80% mortality range dropped to half as much using this new technology. So this is really a very successful technology, technique.
Tehát ez ilyen apró dolgokon bizony rengeteg ember élete múlhat, és bizony, amit mondottam, mi meglátjuk magunkban, nem elég kitalálni.
So these details are very important, and it's not only to make the invention, but it's also to get accepted. It's also very complicated and very hard.
Hanyat fekszik a, ezt a esetleg a, ja igen, hanyat fekszik a beteg.
So the patient is lying on his back, and then there is an opening of the brain, and now we put in the little pillars, the surgical sponge pillars. It's such a very simple technology, technique, but it saves the life. And we first of all save the blood circulation. There you could see the tunnel for the vessels, and finally it saves circulation. At the end we try to cover up the several anatomic layers, and then we do a little extension of the skin in order to be able to cover up the brain.
És akkor öltések után így néz.
And after sewing, the question was, do these pillars remain in the brain? And of course they do. The skull pieces, the bones are kept in cold, under cold conditions, or maybe we replace it with some plastic. Later on, trying to extract tumor from the brain, that also helps. This technique helps in that.
Egy nagyobb feltárással megvédve a keringést, egy relaxált ernyette vagy.
And you can easily, using this tunnel technique, it's easier to make the opening of the brain for the extraction of the tumor, and you can defend, you can keep the vessels running. The second idea also came from my engineering ideas. Let me give you some examples.
Például a stroke-nál, amikor beakad egy kis vérrög ott az agyi erekbe.
In the case of stroke, when the a little piece of there is an inclusion inside of the vessel, and we put in a catheter into the vessel, and we try to go up to the vessel located in the brain, and then we try to open those veins and to dissolve the tiny particle that closes the way of the blood.
Ilyen pici erekkel 1 mm-t.
But it's very hard to
cut a
vein from the outside and let blood circulate, and afterwards, in order to sew it up, these veins are very, very narrow, and it is very, very hard problem. This is called microsurgery.
És ott a egyik fürdőszobába eldugul a csap, valami baj van, kimennék a házból, le a szerelőaknába, onnan földugnánk egy hosszú ilyen...
The example is how an obstruction within the houses try to clean up from a very distant place with a very long instrument. It's much easier to go near to the tap and to clean it up, but it's an analogous problem as a problem within the circulation of tiny vessels in the brain.
Aztán fölmenve a nyaki nagy verőéren, és ott befordulva röntgen ellenőrzés mellett úgy próbáljuk eltávolítani a trombust. Ez pedig egy drága aranyos kislány, akivel elvégeztük ezt a kísérletet.
Let me show an experiment done with a little girl who was supposed to do fishing, and if the fishing rod is long enough, then it's very hard to do fishing. But if you had a much shorter fishing rod, shorter thread, it's a lot easier to do. Another example is when you will try to take a photo during the night, especially when you shouldn't be moving your photo machine, and you need a stand in order to keep it fixed. Also, if you want to shoot, then laying is very easier, about 5-8 times more accurate is shooting as compared to standing. So therefore, there is a way to do this.
Pontosság, robotsebészet. Ugye sokat hallunk a robotokról. Bizony használják a robotokat.
You may even use robots for surgery. And you can apply robots, and they are applied in a large number. But especially for microsurgery, plastic surgery, or surgery in the eye or in the brain, this is not possible to use because it is not really useful in this case. And if you look at the size of this robot, this is more or less understandable. The precision of a robot like the Da Vinci robots, the precision is about 0.1 millimeters. As you can see, the operator doing the operation is the one with the back.
Ezeknél a kicsi éreknek a varratánál,
unfortunately, 0.1 millimeter precision is not enough.
De hát az ember keze nem tud 10 millimeternél kisebbet. Az ember keze, ha teljesen nyugodt állapotban van,
even the hand of a surgeon
is not
possible to hold as accurately as 0.1 millimeter. So traditionally, and if we have a very quiet-handed surgeon, then if you hold an instrument in your hand and your three-fifths finger are holding and your edge of your hand holds, then the end of the instrument looks vibrating. And especially if you have some problems during the operation, then this goes up to a millimeter amplitude.
Problémáztam én is ezen. Az az igazság,
myself, I also made a lot of problem about this.
Élettani kézremegéseknek aztán
and you know, the truth is that these neurological tremor or the tremor coming from heart beating can cause very severe problems during these operations. And I've been thinking on this similarly. in the previous case of about the previous problem, and then I realized the differences in the lower part of the picture, that you are not supposed to stand on your palm edge, but the instrument should be supported on the pointing finger and your and the thumb, and so no heart beating or neurogene tremor can be transmitted to the fingertips based on many different reasons like age, sex, or alcoholism or whatever, and so that the last fingertip putting a stand supporting, then you can improve the precision by one order of magnitude. And as the picture shows, putting a little a bridge to hold the two hands, that is enough to reduce the vibration by a factor of 10. Let me demonstrate these bridges as in the figure. I called these bridges so-called Bethlehem bridges. And as you can clearly see that the oscillations of this needle is very large, but on the right-hand side you can keep the needle at on the line, so the vibrations are reduced substantially and noticeably. And I'd like to show this using the microscope. What I'm going to do, now we see an artificial vein, an artificial vessel, and an opening in it.
A mikroszkóp képét kérem. Ott látszik ugye a milliméter osztás, igaz?
And you can see the millimeter to the two lines, solid lines.
Komolyan mondom, nem vagyok ideges.
Are a millimeter apart.
Hát mondjuk 51 éves vagyok.
And I'm not at all nervous. Szóval it's a bit too late maybe, but látszik, you can see the tremor. You can see the vibration. Such late in night, there is a vibration of about 0.4-0.5 millimeter, which is too much. And so that was the traditional support, and now let me place the new support.
Látszik most? Gyakorlatilag nem jövök ki a fekete vonalból.
So I the edge of the needle didn't come out from the black line.
Lehetővé tette ezeknek a kis ereknek a varratát.
And this allowed me to perform a suture, produce suture of micro-size vessels. And this new technology, new technique allowed in these pictures.
Ez a régi módszer, amikor még kézélen támasztunk.
Now what we can see, the traditional technique is when the hands are standing at the edge of the palm. There I show the two bridges. Then I take the instrument lower. Then I put my hands closer and support on the bridge with a tenfold reduction of the motion and increase, a tenfold increase of the precision. And the physics behind this here is that the last, by taking the last, the last point where support can be performed, and even if I had some special disease like Parkinson's disease, even in that case, the last, this using the support of the last fingertip, that helps enormously to keep the motion much stable, much more stable. And even though we are, it looks as if we were not nervous, but there is a high tension and stress during operation about the success. And especially if we get nervous for any reason, so, and that can be reflected in the motion, in the vibration of the hand. This technique allowed us to sew veins that were connected, joined together in a conjunction, and the circulation could be kept within one of the vessels and join another one to it. This is what we can see on the picture right now. And within the brain, we take a piece of vessel and join another one into it, using vessels with a diameter of about 1 millimeter.
Ráteszi az ember, és akkor megmutatok élőbe is egy ilyen varrást, ami
I will put a few stitches onto this artificial vessel under the microscope. Meanwhile, you see the film running. As you can see, during these operations, your hands should be very stable, extremely stable. Because it means that you shouldn't take your problems into the operation, because it will damage the patient. In a certain place, you cut a little piece into a very, very narrow vessel in order to be able to make a junction with the other vessel. Now you can see the tiny stitches. You need 5-6 stitches in order to close these very tiny vessels. They are called anastomoses, microanastomoses. If there is anyone who volunteers, we could try out the vibrations of the hands.
Jó, tehát a első menetben akkor ezt így fog meg, így, és így támasz, így támasz.
So first, try to support your hand like this, and put it underneath the microscope, and then we will see the tip of the instrument.
Jó, de kérjük a mikroszkóp képet. és gyere egy kicsit most vissza, nem csak meg akarom, mert hogy melyik milliméter látszik, tudod, az kezdve, ott vagyunk, igen, ott vagyunk, ott leszünk, igen, ott leszünk, jó van, na.
So here we are. Try to keep it in the place, but that's very hard. You can clearly see. Since you are younger, it's a bit easy. It's the vibration is a bit smaller. The vibration is very small. Now let's try it with the stand.
Tehát előre bukik a két kéz, a két ujj, igen, a két fogú ujjon, úgy próbáld meg, igen.
And then place with the two holding fingers.
Kérjük szépen megint a mikroszkópos képet. Igen, megint kérjük a mikroszkópos képet. Jó, hát most ő nem a fekete vonalon van rajta. Próbáld a feketére rátenni. Ott tartani.
And let's try to keep it on the black line and you can practically do the same as before. And let's applaud. Applaud.
Közben itt befejeződött azt hiszem az érvarrás. Még ezt megmutatnám, hogy egy ilyen kis modell éren ez hogy folyik. Akkor megint kérjük szépen a mikroszkópot.
Let me try to do this sewing using this artificial vein. I can't clearly see it, but I try to do a sewing. And now I put the needle in. So the needle is placed down. And you have to make a knot on this needle, just like any other case, but it's so tiny.
Van húrkos öltés, hát van, tehát van az, hogy nem tovafutóan csináljuk, hanem és akkor így megy tovább a dolog. Egy csomó, két csomó, csak aztán beleszarva azért, hát most nem fogom végigvárni. Igen, hát a mikrosebészet ez ilyen, és
so this is how microsurgery looks like.
Jelentett, hogy korábban már Balázsral összeismerkedtünk, mert amikor láttam, hogy megvan a technika, akkor Nem volt kérdés számomra, hogy mi fog következni.
And so it helped.
Most már meg sem próbáltam elküldeni a saját rajzokat.
I didn't even try to send my papers with my own text to submit. But before that, I first went and asked Balázs to make these drawings. And they're using these drawings, we send it to an American journal, which was, so these papers have been accepted.
De most így, ahogy olvasom a cikket, én észreveszek hibákat benne. Hát akik a tudományos világban egy kicsit járatosak, azok jól tudják, hogy
these papers were accepted even with a little some mistakes in English, but you shouldn't be surprised that that having this paper was accepted after 11 days after first reading, and this is almost impossible from many other places, even from the States. And therefore, I think those handmade drawings helped so much and enhanced the quality of the paper so much. And that shows there is no border between science and art. And these two can work together. And especially if you add your conscious and your belief, then it helps a lot. Now this technique helps in many different fields, including plastic surgery, as if a dog bites out a piece from the face of a little child, or if you have to do a replantation of fingers. 20% usually is not successful because whenever the surgery, microsurgery is not successful. And additionally, you can also do similar operations using eye surgery. For instance, for heart surgery, you don't really need that because most of the veins and arteria, or most of the vessels in the heart are thick enough, so it's not so important to use such special techniques. But if the cardiosurgeonist is tired, then he might need this. And another proverb which I would quote is that it's not the way which is impossible, but it's impossibility which is the way. And in most cases, whenever there is a project in research, then usually it's very hard. And you don't only ask for the help from God, but also from your friends and the whole community that should be added up in order to be successful. And this is by which I'm ending up. And thank you very much for your help, for your patience.